unless you think about something, sometimes it's kind of like hard to figure out the use of something, its functionality. And like the question is like, what's a father for? What are you supposed to do as a father? Or more to the point, what should you expect from a father? What are they good for? This is a reasonable question, and it's a profound question, as a matter of fact. Because most of the time, you'll find that simple questions are often the most profound. Now, insofar as the issue of what a father is, I've given it some thought. And I've come to the conclusion that a father is necessary for three things. Okay? Now, the first and the most obvious is to teach his children, his sons, a trade or a craft, which makes sense, you know. I mean, we evolved, you know, we were primates at some time, and we got smart with Australopithecus or whatever the fuck it was, right? And we started hunting the woolly mammoth, right? And you develop certain skills, a certain ability, and certain craft insofar as hunting the woolly mammoth or whatever the hell you're doing, fishing, what have you. And so, of course, you're going to pass along that information that you learned to your son so that he can fish, so that he can hunt the woolly mammoth and survive, right? So the first purpose, obviously, is to teach a craft or skill or just a job to your son. And that's the most obvious one. But then the second one, which is less obvious, it seems to me, is teaching your son how to interact with the world, how to socialize with the world. Teach your son what is appropriate in terms of interactions with other men, with women, with children, with older people, and what is inappropriate, what you cannot abide by insofar as you yourself, and what you cannot accept other people to do towards you or to do towards third parties, right? I mean, like an obvious example, you know, you see a man raping a woman, what do? Well, you go and stop the man. And you're taught that. You're taught that if you see a rape going on, you stop it. And this isn't like a new thing. This has been going on for millennia. Yeah, of course. We're not going to like, oh, look, the guy's raping that girl. Let's join. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay? What happens is that you are taught that if you see an injustice, you should stop it. And this is part of the whole bag of a father teaching his child how to socialize, how to act socially in the world. And the third thing that a father should teach his son, it seems to me, and the third reason that a father is necessary, is to teach his children self-control, to control his impulses, to control his whining, and wait for the opportune moment to get what he wants. Self-control. Let's think about these three issues. Now, the first one is pretty obvious, right? Your father teaches the son how to do whatever, how to hunt the woolly mammoth or fish. That seems pretty self-explanatory. But the second one is actually kind of interesting. What's this issue about socializing? Well, quite simply, you know, a father, what is he teaching? He's teaching by example how to interact with other people. Now, why is this important? Because from an evolutionary perspective, we evolved to socialize with one another, to cooperate with one another so that we would all survive. Because on this earth, one man alone cannot survive. It's not like bears, you know. You ever seen a bear? Bear can survive on his own. No problem. In fact, the matter is, you know, once cubs are of a sufficient size, they go off on their own. They don't hang out in a group. You ever see like a pack of bears? No, they're on their own. But not humans. We cannot long survive on our own. We need other humans to help us to survive. Now, we've developed all kinds of mechanisms in our current technologically advanced society so that we don't actually need to interact with other human beings. But we do need to interact, whether we like it or not. And we certainly evolved to interact. And it was fathers who taught children how to interact, how to socialize. at all levels. A father can teach you how to socialize with other men. A father can teach you how to socialize with women. Older women, middle-aged women, young mothers and young women. A father teaches a son how to go out in the world and interact with everybody that they meet. Interact in a way that is beneficial to the son, and also beneficial to the surrounding people, to the social group. Because of course, you know, if you're a member of a social group and you help other people, then they will help you. That's the nature of cooperation, of course, right? So this is very key, the issue of socialization. It's a very key skill that a father is teaching his son. Now the third one, which I personally think is the most important one, is self-control. Because from my point of view, self-control is the characteristic that separates human beings, especially men, from every other creature on the face of this earth. I've said it before on numerous other videos. You can find them linked right here. See, animals of all sorts, they are slaves to their fight or flight response. They see a threat and they evaluate whether they can fight that threat or they must run away from that threat. You know, the forest is burning, and what happens to all the little animals in the forest? They run. Yeah, because the threat of fire is coming towards them, and they run away. They flee. And a bear confronts an enemy, perhaps an enemy that's smaller, and so what does the bear do? He stands up his hind legs and starts fighting the threat, whatsoever that may be. Maybe it's another bear, maybe it's a person, maybe it's a raccoon, whatever the fuck it is. The bear can fight it. But a man, alone, among the animals on this earth, can control that fight or flight response, can control it, stop it in its tracks. And rather than allow a fear to dictate his actions, rather than allow his emotions to dictate his actions, rather than him running or fighting, a man can use his reason and his logic to arrive at the best outcome. And see, this kind of self-control, it just doesn't happen out of the blue. It happens because somebody taught the son how to control himself, how to control his emotions. That's what happened. It's not out of the clear blue sky. It's not like some magic thing that you learn instinctively. It has to be taught. And a father is supposed to be there to teach it. Nowadays, of course, fathers are belittled. Because in our current society, in these times, people don't know what a father is good for. What is the use of a father? They don't understand it. They haven't thought it through. And these three necessary reasons, these functions that I enumerated, teach a child a craft or a skill to survive. Learn to socialize with the people around you and control yourself. Control your fight or flight response most especially. See, people today have no idea that these are the reasons that a father is important. And so they belittle fathers. And they belittle them and they look down on them. Look at television programs, like cartoons, right? The father figure in the cartoon or television show or what have you, it's not father knows best, It's rather that the father is a buffoon or a weakling or a zero or a nothing. Yeah, he's laughed at, he's mocked. The mother knows everything. The father, he's just baggage, you know? Just baggage and maybe some cheap laughs. And that's about all. Right? Look at any cartoon for children. Look at any television show. Yeah. Everywhere you look, a father is belittled. A father is looked at as a joke. And this actually makes sense. Because we live in this kind of neoliberal capitalist economy. And what does this economy encourage? It encourages you to consume, to give in to your emotions, especially desire. It wants you to get more stuff and not have self-control, right? That's why you have all these fat fucking people all over the fucking place. These giant fucking orcas that weigh about 1,000 fucking pounds all over the place in their little scooters. Yeah, all over the goddamn place. What are they? They are the product of zero self-control. They don't have like one Big Mac and fries and a Coke. Nuh-uh. They have 4 Big Macs and 5 or 6 fucking French fry things. And they've got like the big gulp, the gallon jug thing that's just, good God. And they devour it all because they have no self-control, because no one taught them. Because the fathers who were there didn't know that that was their job, because the fathers were belittled. The fathers were shit upon. And what happens with so many young men who are failures at socialization, right? Or worse, they're these entitled little shits. Have you seen these entitled brats who expect the world to revolve around them and who have no conception of how to socialize with their peers or adults or anybody? Huh? Have you wondered why they are like that? Why are they so entitled? Why they are so spoiled? Simple. They were raised by mothers. Sure, because what does a mother do? A mother soothes the kid. Yeah, a mother soothes the kid. The kid is having a tantrum, and what does the mother do? When it's a baby, she gives him her tit. When it's a little bit older, she soothes him and say, "There, there," and gives him a candy or gives him whatever to calm him down. Because what do fathers do? What do I do, for instance? When the kid starts, you know, acting up, I say, "Stop acting up. Stop doing that. Control yourself." You know? And sometimes I have to tell them, you know, you got to take a time out. You got to just sit there and you're going to wait and just, you know, until you're done tantruming, right? And the kid doesn't like it and he's angry, of course, but then, you know, little by little, he starts to get better at this shit of self-control. But a mother doesn't teach self-control. A mother indulges the child. See what I'm saying? The mother indulges the child, and our society indulges these children, and these children grow up into adults who have no self-control and no understanding of how to socialize with other people. They expect everybody to do things for them. It's because of the mothers, because there was no father. And the father didn't know what he was supposed to do. He didn't understand that an essential part or task that he was required to do for the education of his children was to provide lessons in self-control and lessons in how to socialize with other people. They weren't taught that. So they didn't teach it to their son. And insofar as occupations, right? Well, you have nowadays, I mean, we have a very sophisticated educational system that allows us to learn whatever craft or trade or profession we are interested in. And this is a magnificent thing. It's a good thing. It's better than the past. Because in the past, if you were, say, a fisherman and you fucking hated fish, well, too bad, motherfucker. You're going to have to be a fisherman, like it or not, right? And you'd spend your whole life doing something that you hated, but you needed to do it in order to survive. You needed to be a fisherman so you could get the fish and eat the fish and not die, right? But now it's totally different. Now you can go anywhere and learn whatever the fuck you want, right? Learn whatever you want at a trade school, at a university, or what have you, and be whatever you want. This is a good thing because it allows us to pursue those occupations that were unimaginable 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. I mean, you can do things now that is just incomprehensible. And more to the point, you don't have to do what your dad was. If your dad was a fisherman, you had to be a fisherman. But today, if your dad's a fisherman, you can be an accountant, right? And that's a good thing. It provides all sorts of benefits, most of all, you know, mental health benefits, because you're actually doing something or pursuing something that you enjoy or hope you will enjoy, okay? This is a good thing and I'm not criticizing it. But our educational system has therefore lost this interaction with a father. Because see, in order to learn a trade, okay, today you go to the university and you have relationships with your professors, and some of them can be quite profound, right? But 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and earlier, there was no university professor. There is no teacher there. It was just dad. And your dad would teach you. And all those hours spent teaching you, it wasn't that he would just teach you, you know, how to fish or how to hunt the woolly mastodon or whatever the fuck. He would also teach you, by example, some of the skills that he had mastered. And not just the skills in hunting the woolly mammoth, but also skills in terms of self-control. Skills insofar as how to interact with other people. When men in the past went off on a hunt to hunt the woolly mammoth, right? A party of, I don't know, a dozen men, and with accompanying boys, small boys, some of them, the sons of these hunters, right? And they'd all go together. And they'd all go together with their spears and nets and what have you to hunt the woolly mammoth. And why did they have to hunt the woolly mammoth? Well, they had to kill that fucker and slaughter him and bring some meat back home to the tribe, or else the tribe would starve. The women and the other smaller children that were at the tribe, if they didn't get the meat, they'd die. So it was essential. And so you'd be there and you'd see your father with his spear, right? And the woolly mammoth is charging towards you. He's charging towards him. And what did your old man do? Did he run when the mastodon was charging? No! He controlled his emotions. And you saw him by the example that he was setting. He would control his emotions, right? And then at the last second, he'd jump out of the way and stick the spear into the side of the mastodon, because that was the only way, right? Because, you know, he couldn't just throw it, because human beings are just simply not strong enough to throw shit at woolly mammoths. They have to get in really close, real personal, and potentially die in the attempt to slaughter the animal, right? And they'd stick that woolly mastodon in, and a son would see his father. It wouldn't be that the father was just teaching him in a classroom all, you know, antiseptic. No, you'd see it right there in the fucking savannas in Africa or wherever the fuck, right? And you'd see your old man doing some shit, extraordinary shit, right? A miracle of self-control, of controlling your fight or flight response in order to kill the woolly mammoth, in order to provide the food so that the tribe would survive. See? That's what fathers are for. See? That's what fathers are for. And men, fathers, have lost these lessons, have lost the objective, have lost the plot insofar as what they are supposed to do and what they're supposed to be, and most important of all, what they are supposed to teach to their children. Now, in my own case, I'm fortunate enough to realize this, but it took me a long goddamn time to think it up and realize that these are the three issues, right? And sure, I'm hell-bent for leather on teaching my little shit, you know, these three lessons. Self-control, how to interact with the world, and an occupation or profession that will help you survive. Those are the three things I'm teaching my little shit, whom I adore. Of course I call him a little shit, because he is a little shit. And I adore the little son of a bitch, because he's my little son of a bitch, you know? And of course I adore him, and I want the best for him. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what a father is for. And a lot of sons, you know, I get a lot of emails, man, and they crave a father, right? And they crave a father, and it's understandable, because they didn't have one. And they crave something, and my thinking is, these are the three things that most sons lack. And they're the three things that they need from a father. And if they can't get it from their father, then they're going to have to develop it by themselves. They're going to have to figure it out on their own. And they're going to have to realize that these are the three things. There's only these three. There's nothing else, really. You know? But these three things. Self-control. How to socialize with the wider world. And how to have a profession. Learn a profession that will help you survive. Those are the three things a father is for. If you're a young father, I hope you'll teach these three lessons to your kid. And if you're a son without a father, or a father who just is not doing his duty, perhaps a father who's like run away, who's abandoned his family, perhaps a father who just wants to be a dad, which is, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is a dad? You know? They just want to be a dad, a pal. Well, then you're going to have to learn these lessons on your own, okay? But they're the three things, and I've spent a lifetime thinking about them. And this is what I think.